Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
As new phases of the return from COVID kick in, more people are going back to work, and some of them are concerned about how safe it is going to be. Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network here in Chicago. Tom, I mean, it's really not that unreasonable for people to wonder how do they get back to the workplace but also stay safe.
You're right, Cisco. The real dynamic that a lot of companies are facing is, are the employees that are coming back to work practicing the same safety concerns on their own that they're expecting their employers to do? Meaning, if you're going to go to bars and restaurants and you're going to go to friends' houses and you're going to be around people all the time, why is there a difference between that and coming into the office?
Now, when it comes to people who are afraid, what should they do? Is their option basically quit the job or just go back in whatever the environment is?
Well, that's really the hard part, because whether it's we see that our government is divided, and then people want to come back and have their life back to normal again, and then you have the work dynamic. What we're recommending is, A, that we have two sides. We recommend to employers and then also candidates, job seekers and employees, but hopefully companies are taking the necessary precautions. But at the end of the day, that you have your workspace, you wear a mask to and from work, and you're very careful in the common spaces. The biggest challenge companies are facing, and I haven't heard a good outline of it yet, is really the common use of a bathroom, which is what you haven't had in your home, but you will have in restaurants. So there's no easy win on this one, Cisco.
And employees should be prepared for a temperature check at the door, and if you have a fever, they're going to send you right home.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies that are doing that. There's also a lot of companies that aren't, and they're asking people, if you don't feel well, to stay home. It's going to be, as we're seeing, is that in the summer months, the cases are going down. I think there's a lot of hope that summer weather is affecting it in a positive way, and we'll see. The real fact is, you can't judge your company too harshly in the beginning, because everybody's figuring it out at the same time and no one's ever dealt with this before. So before you go and complain or make posts online anonymously, is give companies the benefit of the doubt to fix situations, because no one's going to be perfect at this.
And they have a vested interest in making sure that their employees stay safe as they welcome people back to the building.
Nobody wants to have them be unhealthy and have to not come into work. The companies want them to do it. There's just a huge unknown factor of what the right way to do it is, and quite frankly, even at a cost-effective method.
So what's the advice for workers? We already touched on the fact that there are going to be challenges for a lot of workers. They should extend grace to their employers. They should realize that it's going to take a while for it to get back to normal. What about if they say, I'm still not comfortable with all of that, I want to stay at home? Should they just ask their employer, can I still keep working from home for a while?
Yeah, I would say that if you don't feel comfortable, you have to realize, you have to understand the employer's perspective, that they may say, no, your job is required to be in the office, and then you're going to have to make a decision. But if you voluntarily quit a job that had a place for you, you are risking getting unemployment benefits. You don't just get to quit a job that's willing to pay you and then go sign up and get all the government money. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that was actually one of my questions, an important reminder for people. If you say, my company's putting me back in my cubicle, I'm not comfortable with it, I'm leaving, you can't just go and file for unemployment.
No, you have a job. You know, unemployment is a benefit for people who can't get a job, and you had a job and chose not to have it. It's really going to be an interesting parallel because everybody's been praising the first responders. People have been praising people at Walgreens and Target and working at the stores that we've all needed and garbage men and utilities. Well, now's your time to go back and contribute to the economy and go back to work, and you're going to have to do it.
Thanks so much. Always appreciate you being on the show. That is Tom Gimbel. He is founder and CEO of LaSalle Network.